Hello, am I speaking with Miss Alexander?
Yeah, who's calling?
Hi, yeah, my name's Aaron. I'm calling from MMA Legal. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
That's good. I'm just giving you a call in regards to your Scottish redress application that you've started with ourselves.
You hear me? I'm in my work and sometimes the signal's really bad in here.
That's okay. Would James to call you back at all?
It would be later on tonight. No, I'm fine just now. Can you hear me all right? I'm standing at the door trying to make sure you get a good signal.
yeah, so far so good. Okay, I won't keep you too long. It'll only be literally about a 10-15 minute chat, if that's okay.
That's fantastic.
Okay, not a problem. So yeah, just for data protection, can you confirm your address for me, please?
24 C for Charlie and Shannon Road, Paisley, Papa Alpha 3 to Romeo Alpha.
Perfect. Thank you very much. And the password on your account is Chloe and Mum?
Yes.
Perfect. Not a problem. So, yeah, as I said, my name's Adnan. I'm part of the investigation team here at MMA Legal. What my job is to basically gather the kind of effects that your care sentence have had on you, whether that be when you was in care or like today, today as you are, if they do play any effects on yourself. Also, obviously, give you a brief rundown of how the application's going to go, the process, and then, yeah, as I said, I won't be keeping you too long. It's just going to be a quick call. And as well, obviously, gathering your GP information, clarifying your care sentence, so then we can request them records from the local authorities.
Yeah, I actually got Aaron. I don't know if it helps. I know you'll probably request them anyway. So before I'd contacted or had heard from yourselves, I had applied to the Entryshire Council. So I actually, asked for my details, so they actually posted them.
Yeah.
So yeah, I received them last week. That's the first time I've ever looked at my records as well, to be honest.
Is that just your medical records that you got, or was that your care setting records as well?
Oh, that was my care records, so it was everything from, because I says to the girl was lovely that called me in the first incident, and I says to her, I says, I'm not actually sure, I says, because I know my grandparents had legally adopted myself and my sister, I says, but I didn't know the exact time period or how things went on. So I did find out we were placed in their care by social services in 1983, and the legal adoption was finalised the very end of 1988. So it was 5.5 year period we were under Renfrewshire Council's care, basically.
Yeah. Okay. Perfect. Alright, well, what I'll do is I'll go through and obviously see if you can remember top of your head exactly where you was other than your adoption. And then with your care settings, what will be good. John, what you've half beat me to the process here.
it makes you feel sick every time you... Do you know, see, if I made the first call, I'm like, there's stuff that comes up and you're like, I remember this, and it's like, it's just buried.
Yeah. Well, that's exactly, the point I was trying to get into, Nicola. So basically, we'll request for your care records ourselves, and obviously we do it in line with our compliance team, because we've got to send off a request anyway as a law firm perspective. But what we'll do is once we've received them care records back, we give you a call anyway and go through your records with you. But it's obviously good. It's good for you to have them in front of you, so then you can see what we've received. We can see what you've received and cross-reference it and see if there's any missing parts. If we've got any additional details, if you have for whatever reason.
I did notice there's quite a few sections that have been blacked out, which I'm thinking, why have they blacked sections?
Yeah, of course. So as a law firm, sometimes they legally can't hide anything or hide any evidence because obviously it's unlawful. me, myself, and us as a law firm especially, we still do question why the local authorities do redact some certain sections. And obviously, the more we're diving deeper into the scheme, the more we're starting to learn how different local authorities in the Scottish Government do work and how they work about their things. So then we can know from a legal stance how we can go about things. So yeah, obviously, yeah, once we receive them records back, I'll definitely be going through them with you, no problem.
Okay.
But just to start off, just so I've got the best knowledge about yourself, Nicola, are you currently suffering with any mental health issues at the minute?
I mean, I wouldn't say so. As I said, like, given, like, this has all come up just now, things are, you know, resurfacing.
Yeah.
The resurface over the years, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
You think that's by way, that's completely finished. And as I say, speaking to your colleague, and I do know myself, take a good long hard look at myself, and I don't mind delving into the depths. I've done it all through the years.
Yeah.
You know, and you question yourself, and you make sure you're good. And so I've got a 19-year-old, and I love her with all my heart. And so you sit and you look, say, just protected her.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I understand. I've got 3 children myself, and obviously, I can't imagine more what you guys have you know, gone through. And as you said there, you know, sometimes it's, you know, you do just put it to the back of your mind. You don't talk about it, and it's not until someone like ourselves kind of like pokes you, you know, for the information. Yeah. It kind of brings it back to the surface. So I do understand that. Have you ever suffered with any mental health issues relating to what's happened to you?
As I say, I've had my ups and downs. I've had, if you want to call them, lights of the soul, where you sit and you try to process, and it took me years to get to a stage in my life where, you know, you're saying, was not on me, this was outside, that's no me as a person.
Yeah.
I've had troubles with relationships. Obviously, when getting into a relationship, kind of hard because you're not telling people what you faced in your past.
Yeah. Well, it's the trust issue side of things as well,
isn't it? You get trust and then, like, the intimacy and things like that. I mean,
yeah.
It's been funny, I could see it far enough. And it just puts you off.
Yeah. No, I do understand that. And I do hear about that a lot. And it's obviously, it's the...
Okay,
sorry.
It can be a killer because, as I say, you've no disgust then with anybody because it's no something you're going to bring up over a cup of tea, and you know in your own head you believe and you think this way, it's just keeping it to yourself and you're just trying your best.
Yeah, no, I understand that. That's all you can do is try your best every day. That's what we're here for. We're here to try our best, aren't we? And
yeah.
People come from different kinds of backgrounds and different
every
walks of life.
Every day's a brand new day. That's what you say to yourself. Every day's a brand new day.
That's exactly it, isn't it? At least you can get the most out of that day. That's all that matters, isn't
Absolutely.
It?
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, clients has never suffered from mental health. Okay. And, Nicola, do you drink any alcohol or take any recreational drugs at all?
Not anymore. I'll drink once in a blue moon, but when I got to probably my mid-30s, was having my daughter there as well, everything stopped. She's, like, been priority in my life.
Yeah.
I say I had some time in my 20s, I probably drank enough alcohol and the rest to last me a lifetime.
Yeah, okay, I understand that. Okay, and did you take any recreational drugs, sorry? Hello, Nicola, are you there?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can, sorry.
Oh, no, I don't.
No, okay. Okay. And obviously, one question that I do have to ask you, and I do apologise on asking it, as I said, it's just so I can gather the best knowledge that I can about yourself and represent you the best way that I can. Have you ever tried to self-harm or take your own life at all?
Well, I've thought about it, but I've never ever done it.
Okay. Okay, Nicola, thank you for going through that information with myself. I do appreciate that. Am I able to grab your GP practice, please? The details of that.
Certainly. So my doctor for years, he's not there now. So it's Love Street Medical Practice. When I was a kid growing up, it was Dr. Winton. Dr. Winton retired and I had Dr. Brandon. And now it's other sitting doctors now, but that's, you should get it from Love Street anyway.
Yeah, okay. And you said that it's Love Street, like L-O-V-E. Oh yeah, 40 Love Street Paisley, is that that?
Is that, yeah.
Okay, Love Street Medical Centre. And how long have you been registered there for?
Probably since 1981. Ever since I know, it's always been my GP.
Okay, perfect. 1981. Okay. And then going to your care settings, obviously we do have the, my colleague Billy has noted down that you're adopted by Mr. and Mrs. Adam and Eve Alexander.
Yes.
You said that was at the end of 1983.
It was actually, because I got the records through, so it was the beginning. We were placed with them, I think, in March 1983. So I know this is fact now, because I've got the paperwork. So we were placed with them in March 1983. That was in Shire Council. And they had involvement through social work for 5.5 years. And then, yeah, as I say, the legal adoption went through. I'm pretty sure it was November 1988.
Okay, and before the foster care, were you in any like children's homes, anything like that?
No, so just found out because I received the paperwork. I didn't know any of this, but I knew I had been told a backstory. And the backstory wasn't exactly what I was told.
Okay.
So, mum and dad, my mum had been in and out of Dightbar Psychiatric Hospital.
Yeah.
My dad got put in prison. Basically, pardon me. Sorry, Dad. And my mum left, and that's when my grandparents stepped in and took us.
Yeah, okay. Okay, so was you at any like Holden assessment centres, anything like that before you went into the foster care?
You know, I don't know how that they decided to place us. It's what skimmed over in the records. It just basically, I think because there had been a carry-on with mum and dad beforehand, we were known and aware of social services, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
I forget how they called it, but there was an order put on. What was the order? There was some order put on, but then when my nan and papa took us, that order gets stricken off. I forget what it's called. You'll be able to see when you got all the records in.
Yeah.
It's a bit of a bloody mess, to be honest with you.
Right, okay, that's not a problem at all. We'll dive into that once we receive your care setting records.
Yeah.
Okay. So obviously, yeah, as I said, excuse me. Once we've got your medical records and your care setting records, we'll be back in contact with you to go over everything and make sure we've got the same information and see if we need any additional information from yourself or if we have more than you, anything like that. So obviously, yeah, once they come back, we'll be in touch with you in regards to them. Also, just want to take one step back just before we do come to the conclusion of this phone call, is I just need to go over the funding that is obviously applicable to yourself when it comes to doing this application. This is just part of my compliance team as well. Me just going back over this with yourself, and Billy may have possibly already gone through this with yourself. Once I've gone through this, I'll formally ask you whether you do wish to proceed with MMA Legal as your representatives moving forward. And then I just gonna send you on your way to have a lovely Tuesday afternoon. Does that sound good?
I'm going to get a cup of tea. I need one. Sarah's going to pour the kettle.
Perfect. Happy days.
Yeah.
Okay, Nicola. So when it comes to the Scottish Redress application, you do have three options. And the first option is that you can apply to do this application yourself without a solicitor or a law firm to represent you. And that's just you gathering your own evidence and presenting your own case to the Scottish Government. Option two is you can instruct a solicitor or a law firm who participates in the government legal fee scheme with the Scottish Government, whether that be in England or Scotland. They are paid up to £2,000 per case. So whether you win, draw or lose the case, that is the figure that they have basically borrowed from the Scottish Government. The only difference with that option two is that they don't charge to represent you with option two. Obviously, with option three being ourselves, we are a private and independent law firm. So we do work with a no-win, no-fee basis. If so, for whatever reason, the case doesn't go in our favour, we shall then obviously not trouble you and give you any financial burden or stress. Obviously, when and if the case does go in our favour, we do take a percentage of 16% plus VAT, which is a total of 19.2%, and that is capped. So it doesn't matter how much compensation you may receive. We'll never come looking for more. We just want to be settled for what case we've presented to the Scottish Government on your behalf.
Yep.
So with them three options being read out to yourself, are you happy to use MMA Legal as your law firm moving forward?
Can I ask a stupid, question?
No question, so the stupid question with me.
So Steve, I do want you guys to go ahead and deal with it, because it's just probably going to be so much easier. So do you still pursue the redress system? Is it different?
As I said, nothing stupid about it. Obviously, it's just all educational for yourself, isn't it? So, we do work closely with the Scottish Redress Scheme. So we are in contact with them in relation to many of the possible law firms that are in contact with them as well.
Okay.
Obviously, what we'll do is we'll present your case. We'll gather the evidence for your case, build the biggest case that we can, and then we'll present that to the Scottish Redress Scheme. What happens is that this case then goes to an independent panel in the Scottish Government, and they decide the conclusion on your case. Now, this is done behind closed doors, so you or I don't have to attend anywhere. What I will be doing is I'll be giving you an update on the date of when that hearing will be, and also the result of that too. What we do like to fight for is an official apology from the Scottish Government, obviously in recognition of the trauma and abuse that you've faced whilst being in care. But we also do fight for financial compensation for yourself as well.
Okay, fantastic.
Okay.
Yes, so I'm happy with you, Chrissy, Darren.
Perfect, thank you very much. I can also see that my colleague, Billy, when you spoke to her, she did put a cooling off period on your case file, which just means that from the initial phone call, you would have got 2 weeks to go away, think of maybe using another law firm, doing whatever you need to do, ripping up our agreements. Obviously, you're happy to proceed with ourselves.
I'm happy with the both of you.
Okay, perfect. So I can remove that off your case file and we can get started on your case.
Fantastic.
Okay, so as I said, it can take up to... So,
28 days to get my records on me. That's what they gave me, and they were pretty much on the 28 days.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, well, we'll obviously be sending off the request as soon as we can, and then obviously once we do, it'll be the ticking clock of 28 days from then. But as I said, as soon as they're back, I'll give you a call. If for whatever reason it's gone over the 28 days, I will try and give you a call in about 4 or 5 weeks anyway, with a bit of an update on how we're progressing with the case and where we're at. But as I said, you should hear from us pretty soon.
Fantastic. Okay, thank you so much for your time today.
Not a problem. Just before I do go, is there any other questions you'd like to ask? None. No. As I said, none of them are stupid.
No, I take it for I'll be phoned and I'll probably need to do some sort of statement. Is that right?
Yeah, that'll be later down the line.
That's all right. I'll probably no burn my work when I do that.
Yeah, no, fair enough.
I managed to no burst on 8 kills a day, which is good. I don't know if I need to lay first time.
No. Honestly, we deal with hundreds of people who have, been through this care system, and, not all of them is, is sometimes not as strong as yourself, Nicola. From what I can take from you, you'll have been strong with me today. I've had even clients on Friday, some did get upset, and it's just unfortunate, what you have been through, and in many different...
As I say, you need to tell yourself it's no you. It's no you. You don't know you can control in life as yourself. So
exactly.
And don't let things change you as a person.
Yeah. Exactly that. So, thank you very much for your time as well, Nicola. And as I said...
You're welcome.
My name's Aaron. I'm going to be your case handler moving forward. So if you've got any questions or anything like that in the meantime, you're always welcome to give me a call.
Excellent. Thanks ever so much, Aaron. Have a good day.
No problem, Nicola. You too. Thank you very
Take
much.
Care. Bye. Bye. Bye.